I'm John Scott. There will be no government shutdown before the holidays.
Facing a Friday midnight deadline, the House and Senate approved a temporary funding package and sent it to President Biden for his signature. The bill will keep the government open until early next year, when Congress must approve a long-term budget.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, the chairman of the House Select Committee on China says the president has been far too lenient on the Chinese Communist Party.
Congressman Mike Gallagher says when confronted by China's aggression, the president has a habit of refraining from action.
And we thereby give China an advantage.
Gallagher telling the Salem Radio Network it's all been done in the hope China will begin to play nice and curb its ambitions.
Despite decades of evidence and recent evidence that when we pull our punches, they get more aggressive.
After all, Gallagher says there's still been no transparency from Beijing on
things like the spy balloon incident, the origins of COVID, the list goes on and on.
He speculates Biden may be reluctant to confront China for fear the turmoil likely to result could weaken his campaign for re-election. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
As the fighting continues, Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in parts of southern Gaza, warning them to flee.
The warnings to leave parts of the south come not long after Israel told thousands of Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Broadening the offensive to the south, where Israel already carries out daily air raids, threatens to worsen an humanitarian crisis. I'm Karen Shamas.
And the United Auto Workers Union members have voted to approve a new contract with General Motors, making the company the first Detroit automaker to get a ratified deal that could end a contentious and lengthy labor dispute. The Dow is down 112 points, but the NASDAQ is up 11 points. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape to this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years. And it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown is president and CEO of Open Doors US.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee admissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. You can learn more about the problem at opendoorsus.org. This is SRN News. A new report says that childhood cancer survival rates are stalling for Black and Hispanic young people.
The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that for 2021, the cancer death rate for white children was 1.99 per 10,000, but for Black young people, the rate was 2.38, and for Hispanic youth, 2.36. Each year in the U.S., about 15,000 children and teens overall are diagnosed with cancer. More than 85% live for at least 5 years. I'm Donna Water.
Walmart extended its streak of strong quarterly gains heading into the holiday season as its low prices continue to attract shoppers looking for deals in a tough economic environment. Walmart reported it swung to a profit of $453 million in the three-month period ending October 31st. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer. More details at srnnews.com.